time ago, in a village of old, there lived two friends who loved their work.
What a fine day to bake bread.
What a fine day to make shoes.
Good day, cobbler.
Good morning, baker.
Isn't today just wonderful?
Just splendid, I tell you.
Your shoes look fine as always.
And your bread? Smells sweeter than ever.
Every day was just the same. The baker baked bread, and the cobbler made shoes.
Oh, to be a baker, it really can be fun. I find it quite upsetting when all my work is done.
Oh, to be a cobbler, it's really not a job. How can I complain when I do the work I love?
Flour, water, flour, dough, making bread is all I know.
Measure, snip, measure, shoe, there's no work I'd rather do.
Yeast, salt, yeast, dough, mix it up and off we go.
Needle, thread, needle, shoe, hold it steady, stick it through.
Oh, to be a baker, it really can be fun. I find it quite upsetting when all my work is done.
Oh, to be a cobbler, it's really not a job. How can I complain when I do the work I love?
Fold, knead, fold, dough, work it steady, work it slow.
Hammer, nail, hammer, shoe, this is what I love to do.
Squeeze, toss, squeeze, dough, let it sit and watch it grow.
Polish, shine, polish, shoe, making everything look new.
Oh, to be a worker, it really can be fun. We find it quite upsetting when all our work is done. Oh, to be a worker, it's really not a job. How can we complain when we do the work we love?
All was well and life seemed perfect. That is, until one day, when two visitors stopped by the village.
One loaf, please.
Yes, of course. Coming right up.
You know, Baker, I can't help but say, that cobbler sure knows how to make a fine pair of shoes.
Oh, I know. He's the best we have.
His shoes are so soft. It's like walking on clouds.
Indeed they are.
And so light. Light as a feather. I can hardly feel I have them on.
You won't find shoes like that anywhere else.
No, you won't.
Your bread?
You know, if I didn't know any better, I would say that cobbler has it best.
He sure does have a way with shoes.
Not just a way, a gift. Those hands of his, they're a gift from God himself.
Yes, yes.
If only I had hands like his, the things I could do.
Enjoy your bread.
Just wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Just a minute more, and I'll have these all shined up for you.
My, that baker sure knows how to make a fine loaf of bread.
He sure does.
This is not just bread. This is manna from heaven.
I guess it is.
So fluffy. So light. It just melts in your mouth.
All right, let's see how these fit. I left a little more room in the front for the toes. I sure hope you like them.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Good, good.
I regret buying only one loaf.
Sir, and the shoes? Do they fit?
Oh, the shoes? Yes, they're fine.
Will that be all?
You know, cobbler, if I did say so myself, that baker has it best.
He sure has a way with dough.
Not just a way, it's a gift from God.
Enjoy your shoes.
Delicious. Absolutely delicious.
When the visitors left, The two friends would soon forget how much they loved their work. They thought that being the other was something much better.
Say, Cobbler, I've been thinking.
What's that?
Well, I've been a baker for many years now.
Yes, and you're good at it. The best in town.
And you? You have been a cobbler for many years, too.
That's what I do.
And you're good at it. Really good. But I wonder, what if we made a little change?
A change?
Yeah. What if we tried something new?
Like what?
Well, what if I tried being a cobbler and you could be the baker?
Really?
Why not?
I always did want to work the dough.
Oh, you'll love it.
The mixing and tossing, now that would be fun.
It's all here.
And that sweet smell of a loaf in the oven? It sure beats these same smelly shoes.
Well, what do you say?
How could I say no?
Then it's settled. There you go.
I cannot wait to make a loaf of bread. It sure beats smelling feet and things I dread.
I cannot wait to make a pair of shoes. It sure beats mixing dough and flour too.
A little bit of salt, a little bit of water, a little bit of yeast, and a lot more flour.
A little tap here, a little tap there, a little on top, and a lot more here.
It's so much better mixing things instead. Making shoes is not as fun as bread.
It's so much better making things I choose. Making bread is not as fun as shoes.
A little bit of salt, a little bit of water, a little bit of yeast, and a lot more flour.
A little tap here, a little tap there, a little on top, and a lot more here.
There, a nice little loaf.
Well done, cobbler, well done.
All that's left is to throw it in the oven.
I'm just about done here, too. I think you'll absolutely love these.
I will say, baker. You do make it look a lot easier than it is.
There, a lovely pair of shoes. Come, cobbler, give these a try.
Well, well, let's have a look.
What do you think?
They're different.
Different can't be good, right?
Oh dear, they're snug.
Snug? In a good way?
Well, not quite. Baker, you and I are friends, right?
Right.
I'll be honest with you. These shoes, they're...
Go on, say it.
Well, these shoes are absolutely hideous.
That bad, huh?
I'm afraid so. Sorry, baker.
What is that smell? It's your bread, cobbler.
How does it look?
It's, unique.
Go on. Tear it apart.
Yes. Okay. Nope. Hard as a rock.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, cobbler. I guess it's not your thing.
I'm afraid not.
But look at the bright side. You're the best at making shoes. Even your bread looks like a shoe.
And baker, you're the best at making bread. These shoes look like two little loaves.
Well then, I guess we better stick to doing what we're good at.
Agreed.
So from that day on, the two friends always remembered to be grateful for the gifts they each had. The baker went on baking, and the cobbler made more shoes.